o'clock in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to call a meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission for Los Angeles County. Today is May 11th, 2022, and we have a quorum. First off, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our great country. I pledge allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, I have good news and bad news to report this morning. The good news is it's our pleasure to welcome a new commissioner, Francine Ocean. On behalf of the commission, I am indeed a pleasure to welcome her as a new San Fernando Valley voting member. She is a resident of Encino, the president of Ocean Partners, a consulting firm advising clients with business before the county and the city of Los Angeles, Metro and Metrolink. She previously served as assistant chief deputy to former Los Angeles City Councilman Hal Bernson, both in his capacity as councilman and his work as a chair of the board of directors of Metro, Metrolink, and SCAG. Ms. Ocean holds bachelor's and master's degrees from California State University at Northridge. She is a commissioner on the Los Angeles County Beach Commission, and she is a board member of the Valley Industry and Commerce Association. On behalf of my fellow commissioners, I'd like to take this opportunity to do a great welcome to Francine Ocean. Francine, good to meet you, at least virtually, and welcome to the commission.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we look forward to for you to be with us and to see you in person. So
I look forward to that very much as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. And now for the bad news. On behalf of the commission, I want to thank Commissioner Lori Brogan-Fawley for her service as a voting member and alternate member for the San Fernando Valley. The Board of Supervisors originally appointed Lori as the alternate member in 2010 and appointed her as a voting member in 2022. Her service to LAFCO included the consideration of East Los Angeles cityhood, the dissolution of both the Huntington Municipal Water District and Sativa County Water District, and the application for conditions for the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency. Lori has served with distinction on behalf of the citizens of San Fernando Valley. I know I speak for the entire commission when I say that all of us have enjoyed working with you, and we wish you the best in your future endeavors. So on behalf of the fellow commissioners, I want to thank and recognize you, Lori Brogan-Fawley, for your extraordinary public service. So I'm not sure is Lori on the call or not, but anyhow, Lori, we indeed will miss you, okay? And look forward to perhaps crossing paths somewhere in the future. So with that, I'm going to give it to Paul for disclosure of campaign contributions.
Good morning. Item 3 is disclosure of campaign contributions. Any commissioner has received a contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time, stating the name of the donor, the amount, and the date of the contribution. Seeing none, I have a few announcements. Today's meeting is being authorized in a virtual teleconference format, which is authorized by Government Code Section 54953. All public hearing notices and the agenda clearly stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit written comments by email or via United States mail. Any communications received after the agenda was posted are forwarded to the commission via email. Staff also monitors the LAFCO email, which is info@lalafco.org throughout today's hearing, and any written comments received prior to the conclusion of the time for public testimony will be read or summarized by staff for the commission. Instructions on how to participate in today's meeting were provided on page 1 of the agenda package. In conformance with state law, the agenda was posted to the LAFCO website on Tuesday, May 3rd, and it was posted at the Los Angeles County Hall of Administration on Tuesday, May 3rd as well. LAFCO Council has reviewed the agenda, public hearing notices, and has affirmed the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. For all agenda items requiring a vote, Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and then state your last name so that we may record it in the minutes. Item 4 is the swearing in of speakers. In the interest of time, Doug, are there any public callers on the call today?
No, there is nobody from the public.
Okay, with that, I think we will dispense with that swearing in. Item 6 is your consent agenda. It includes agenda items 6A through 6G. Staff recommends the commission adopt one motion approving the consent agenda.
Move approval.
Second. Matthews.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, roll call, Adriana, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Abstain.
Chair Gladback?
Yes. Okay, motion carried.
Your next item is item 7A. Annexation number 300 to the County Sanitation District number 15 of Los Angeles County. This is the proposed annexation of 9.573 acres of uninhabited territory in the Sanitation District 15. The affected territory is located on Palm Hill Lane north of Deodore Lane in the city of Bradbury. It consists of one existing single family home and a second single family home under construction. The affected territory is within the boundaries of the district's sphere of influence. Pursuant to Government Code Sections 56662 and 56663, the Commission may waive protest hearing proceedings that would otherwise be required if all of the criteria therein had occurred. The proposal is categorically exempt from CEQA. All involved public agencies have adopted the necessary property tax transfer resolutions. Staff received no significant comments from public agencies, nor from landowners, voters, nor residents. Staff recommends the Commission open the public hearing and receive testimony. There being no further testimony, close the public hearing. There being no written opposition submitted by the landowners or registered voters within the affected territory before the conclusion of this hearing, that the Commission waive the protest proceedings required pursuant to Government Code Section 56663, and adopt the resolution making determinations, including the CEQA determinations, approving and ordering annexation number 300 to County Sand District number 15 of Los Angeles County. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Paul. At this point, I'll open the public hearing. Is anyone on the phone or calling in, Doug?
No, there's no members of the public currently.
Okay, at this point, then I'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion to approve the recommendations?
I'll move it, Barger.
Second, McCallum.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, Adriana, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Matthews?
Aye.
Commissioner Davitt?
Aye.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Gladback?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Your next item is 9A, which is adoption of the other post-employment benefits actuarial study as of June 30, 2022. The OPEB actuarial study prepared by an independent consulting firm known as TCS is included in your agenda package. This study shows an increase in the Commission's total OPEB liability from $790,194 as of June 30th, 2019 to $842,648 as of June 30, 2021. And I will correct my earlier comment. This is through June 30th, 2021, not 2022. The increase in the total liability is attributable to a decrease in the discount rate and changes in economic and demographic assumptions, which occur periodically in the various reports that are prepared for this work. The Commission's OPEB investments are currently held in the California Entire Employee Retirement Benefit Trust, or CERBT. As of March 31st, 2021, the Commission's fund balance was $464,702, providing funding for 55% of LAFCO's total OPEB liability. Your actuarial study is a component of your audited financial statements, and it affects the Commission's overall net position. At this time, the actuarial study of retiree health liabilities under GASB 74 and 75, valuation date of June 30, 2021, is provided to the Commission for its consideration. Staff recommends the Commission receive and file the Local Agency Formation Commission for the County of Los Angeles actuarial study of retiree health liabilities under GASB 74 75, valuation date June 30th, 2021.
Okay, first of all, is any member of the public on, Doug?
There is not.
Okay, what's the pleasure of the commission? Do I have a motion?
I'll move it, Barger.
A second?
Second, Mitchell.
Is there any questions, discussion? Okay, Adriana, do your thing, please.
Commissioner Barger.
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews.
Yes.
Commissioner Devitt.
Yes.
Commissioner Lee.
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum.
Yes.
Commissioner Marish.
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean.
Yes.
Yes.
Chair Gladbach.
Motion carried.
Item 9B is the California Employees Retiree Benefit Trust, or CERBT, fund transfer. In May of 2018, the Commission established the California Employees Retiree Benefit Trust, which is managed by CalPERS as its other post-employment benefit trust fund administrator. At that time, the Commission established a Section 115 trust fund, which is dedicated to pre-funding OPEB benefits. As of March 31, the Commission's fund balance was $464,702. Staff is requesting authorization to transfer $200,000 to the CERBT fund, consistent with the transfer amount you had previously authorized in your adoption of the annual budget, and this will allow for the funding of approximately 78% of LAFCO's total OPEB liability. Staff recommends that the Commission direct staff to transfer $200,000 to the CERBT fund in the current fiscal year.
Okay, Doug, is there anyone on the public?
No, there's not.
Okay, thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission? Any questions?
Move approval of the fund transfer, Matthews.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Barger.
Any discussion? Roll call, Adriana, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Devitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach.
Motion carried.
Agenda item 9C is an outside employment request of the executive officer. The employment agreement between the commission and the executive officer requires that the EO secure the approval of the commission before accepting outside employment. A representative of the University of California at Davis Extension has invited the executive officer to teach a virtual one-day seminar called Planning and Regulating the Boundaries and Service Territories of Cities and Special Districts in California on Friday, September 23, 2022. The proposed seminar would take place outside of the executive officer's work schedule at LAFCO. Teaching the course is consistent with all the requirements and limitations set forth in the executive officer's employment agreement. These include a limitation on all outside employment to a maximum of 15 hours a week, the absence of any conflict with official duties, of the executive officer or the interest of LAFCO, the absence of any financial interest in any transaction to which LAFCO is a party, and the absence of any work which may be subject to review by LAFCO officials or employees. LAFCO counsel has been consulted as required, and the executive officer is requesting commission approval. Staff recommends the commission authorize the executive officer to accept outside employment from the University of California Davis Extension to teach a one-day seminar on September 23rd, 2022.
So moved, Mirisch.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
I assume, Doug, there's no public?
That is correct.
Okay. Any discussion? First of all, I think it's a great opportunity to for what Paul is doing there. Okay, Adriana, would you do roll call, please?
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yeah.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes.
Item 10A is a legislative update. The update discusses six bills which may be of interest to the commission. Since the posting of the agenda and at its May 4th meeting, the Assembly Local Government Committee approved AB 1944, AB 2449, and AB 2957, which are three of the bills in your legislative update. Staff recommends that the commission receive and file a legislative update.
Okay, assume, Doug, there's no public?
That is correct.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move it, Barger.
Second.
McKellum?
Any discussion? Okay, Adriana, do your thing, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Motion carried. Does any commissioner have a meeting they'd like to report on that you've attended on behalf of LAFCO? Hearing none, we'll hear Paul's report.
Just a couple items. I wanted to note that your agenda package includes a copy of a memorandum from Bill Cruz announcing the results of the Independent Special District Selection Committee proceedings. As noted therein, Commission Chair Jerry Gladbach has been appointed to a new four-year term as the voting member, and Commissioner Mel Matthews has been appointed to a new four-year term as the alternate member. Both of those terms will end in May of 2026. I would also note that we are about to publish a notice for a public hearing to be held at your June 8th meeting to consider a request to activate latent powers for the Point Doom Community Services District. I also wanted to ask direction from the commission relative to your June 8th meeting. And it's important that you make a decision today because it does affect how we notice it as to whether or not that meeting should be virtual or in person.
Okay, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Virtual. I mean, I know we discussed hybrid before. If at some point that's possible, that would be the best option.
Yeah, I agree, John. Any other comments?
I just out of curiosity, is there expecting to be a large public presence at this meeting?
We do not expect a large public presence. To the extent the Point Doom issue is on the agenda, which I expect it to be, my impression from speaking with them is I think they would prefer to participate virtually, given that they are in Malibu.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Any other thoughts? Going once, going twice, third Thank time. You. Okay, to be virtual then. Thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you. We will proceed to notice it accordingly. And just lastly, before I conclude my executive officer's report, I wanted to take the opportunity just to read an email from a planner at the City of Santa Clarita. Last week, we were presented with a question concerning whether several parcels were inadvertently excluded from a map and geographic description. LAFCO senior government analyst Doug Dorado immediately spoke with city staff and with county staff and provided clarification to all parties. While the issue is not yet resolved, there is a little more work to be done. I nevertheless wanted to compliment Doug for his quick work and read you an excerpt from an email from Santa Clarita City Planning staff. The email read as follows. Thank you for your quick response on this. It is hugely helpful as we try to wrangle this thing and get it done. I really do appreciate working with you and Doug on these projects, as you were always responsive to our countless questions. You'd think by now we would have seen it all, but each one of these annexations brings its own unique complexities. Thanks again, and I will keep you posted. And again, I just wanted to thank Doug for his work on that. Staff recommends that the commission receive and file the verbal report from the executive officer.
Okay. Any public, Doug?
No, there is not.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second, Barger.
Any discussion? Okay. Roll call, Adriana, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Davitt?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yep.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Commissioner Oton?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. And I'd like to, on behalf of the commission, thank you, Doug, for your great work and quick response. I think that kind of effort really has raises the level of respect that the public and cities and special districts and county staff have for LAFCO. So appreciate your good work and quick response, Doug. Assuming that there's no other public yet on, Doug?
There still is no public members on.
Okay. All right. Future meetings are June 8th, July 13th, August 10th, and I declare this meeting adjourned.
Jerry, you're very good. It is exactly 8:53. It just became 8:54.
Thank you.
Well.